Now on BBC Radio 4, they're back.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Well, hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in Norwich, in the fine county of Norfolk. In 1216, King John established a base at King's Lynn in order to do battle with rebellious barons. Carrying the crown jewels and gold and silver plate to raise an army, King John famously lost his treasure in the Wash, along with an odd sock and a pair of Y-fronts. Norwich is rightly proud of the high standard of its educational establishments. The King Edward VI School for the Sons of Gentlemen was established in 1547, while 1936 saw the opening of the King Edward VIII School for adulterous Nazi sympathisers. In the 17th century, Flemish weavers arrived here and began the practice of weaving phlegm. Norfolk is the least densely populated county in England. The county with the densest population is Essex. if there is anyone from Essex listening, I'm very sorry. It must be awful. Norfolk is, of course, famous for its large number of turkeys. In 2013, Norfolk produced nearly as many turkeys as BBC Three. Norwich is home to Anglia TV, which for many years produced The Sale of the Century, hosted by Nicholas Parsons. Sale of the Century was famous for offering bigger prizes than any other game shows. And one contestant was so overcome on learning that she'd won a brand new Mini Metro that she broke down, which was good practice for the drive home. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Susan Cowman. Well, our usual scorer, Samantha, can't be here today. But taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our guest scorer, who's just flown in from Sweden, the ever-rippling Sven. Well, we start this week with a fascinating look at the world of marketing. And nothing is more important than a brand name, but this can be used carelessly. In the 1960s, a well-known petrol company claimed that your car will run better on BP, leaving customers wondering how many Bs it would take to fill a tank. Now, obviously, getting your product branding right is paramount. So, teams, I'd like your suggestions, please, of product names that might have gone horribly wrong with the addition of one extra word. Barry, you can start, please.
Alan Sugar Puffs.
Tim.
Sex Toys R Us.
Susan.
Short and Curly Whirlies.
Graham.
McCain's Oven Proof Chips.
Alistair Campbell's Soup.
Holiday in Hell.
Waterford Crystal Meth.
Ex-Virgin Trains.
Pol Pot Noodle.
Skid Marks and Spencer Underpants.
KY Jelly Tots.
Full Brazilian Coffee Beans.
Crotchless Snickers. Oh.
She's getting going now.
Heinz Baked Has-Beens.
Peking Toilet Duck.
Old Spice Girls.
Well, we have a music round now. This is where I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. And what could be better than that? An obvious improvement would be to ask the teams to sing no songs to the tune of nothing else. The practice of adapting old tunes with different words is well established. O Sole Mio became Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never. Bach's Air on a G-String became A Whiter Shade of Pale. And Bar Bar Black Sheep became Every Tune Ever Written by Andrew Lloyd Webber. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Listeners may be interested to learn that Colin once enjoyed success with REM, AC/DC, ELO and U2, which made him the All Orpington Scrabble champion. we'll start with you, please, Barry.
Oh.
And I'd like you to sing the words of Come Into the Garden, Maud, to the tune of The Stripper.
To the garden, Maud, for the black bat night has flown. Come into the garden, Maud, I am here at the gate alone. And the woodbine spices are wafted abroad, and the musk of the rose is blown. For a breeze of morning moves, and the planet of love is on high, beginning to fade in the light that she loves on a bed of daffodil. Sky to fade in the light of the sun, she loves to fade in its light, and to die all night. And the roses heard the flute violin pursue.
Singing and Colin Sell on the piano and the people of Norwich clapping slightly out of time. So you now, Tim, I'd like you to sing the words of Common People by Pulp to the tune of Lily Marlene.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine, and in 30 seconds' time. She said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do.
So, Susan, I'd like you to sing the words of Horny by Moose T to the tune of Leaning on a Lamppost.
You got me horny in the morning, and you know I tried to call you, but I can't find the telephone. I sent a message through the internet, but it got rejected. I wrote you a letter and I sent it through the post. The post, it takes so long, so I got to sing the song to let you know how I feel. What's the deal, baby? And I can't wait for you and the things you make me do. My heart is ringing so high, I'm singing this song for you. I'm horny, 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 horny. I'm horny, horny, horny.
Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of internet sensation What Does the Fox Say to the tune of Edith Piaf's Non, Je Ne Regrette Rien.
The dog goes a woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, mouse goes squeak, cows go moo, and frog goes croak. Goes toot. Ducks say quack and fish go blub. And the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one song that no one knows. What does the fox say? Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. What the fox say? Wap pa 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 pa.
Well, now, as our regular listeners will know, eating prunes is a good idea. Well, the next round is a radio version of the recently relaunched TV favourite Through the Keyhole. And the original show featured Lloyd Grossman, who was famously chosen for the job by mistake. They thought they were booking someone who could speak. Our own Barry Cryer co-devised Through the Keyhole, which he first outlined in 1987. And Barry said his idea involved going into someone's house, rummaging through the owner's possessions before explaining what had gone on to a panel. Remarkably, the magistrates believed him and he got off with a caution. So for the purposes of this round, two mystery cubicles have been specially furnished offstage to resemble celebrity homes. Each team will take it in turn to enter one of these cubicles and describe its contents for the opposing team to guess whose house it represents. So, Tim and Susan, can you go first? I'd like you to leave the stage and enter your cubicle, which is backstage there now. And meanwhile, the identity of Tim and Susan's homeowner will now be displayed to the audience via a laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Michael Gove. Michael Gove.
OK, Tim and Susan, are you inside yet?
We are, yes.
We're here, yes. It's very exciting.
So, yeah. Can you start describing what you can see, please?
Well, what do you think of the atmosphere here, Susan?
Well, you know, it's chilly.
It is chilly, yes. Strangely cold, yes. Somehow. Look, there's a lot of cane furniture over
yes.
here.
Yes. Yeah. It feels somewhat like it's stuck in the past.
It does, yes.
It's quite dusty as well.
It is
dusty.
It's
kind of white, chalky dust.
Yes, you don't think that's...
No, can't be.
On the mantelpiece here, there are lots of mortarboards.
Yeah, ornaments of mortarboards,
yes.
Yeah. And there's heads in them.
And deputy heads.
Well, look at, if you look out the windows there, yeah, Tim,
oh, gosh.
Look, there's goalposts.
Where?
No, they've just moved.
And there's a prescription here. It's
yeah?
for someone with a nut allergy.
No, I don't get it.
Oh, spell it out.
Yes,
N-U-T allergy.
Oh.
So,
who lives
in a house like
yeah,
this?
I don't know.
Okay, right, Barry and Graham. Can you try to work out whose house that was?
Can only be one man.
Time yes. Time. Yes, indeed. And who could that be?
We think.
Michael Gove.
It's well done. Okay, so well done. Yeah, your turn now to enter the cubicle, please, Graham and Barry. While you're doing that, once again, another name for you and the mystery host. Here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Nigel Farage. Nigel Farage.
It's not Michael Gove again.
Okay, Barry and Graham, can you start describing the contents, please?
Well, it's very interesting. Look around. Oh, God, I've just tripped over another ashtray.
There's ashtray, yes. Ashtrays all over the place here. And there's a flag. Union Jack. And there's another one.
Yes.
A lot of Union Jack flags all over the place.
And a pair of high-vis Union Jack Y-fronts.
Yes. And the kitchen's rather nice, done out with the floor made of flagstones. Union Jack flagstones, I noticed.
Yes, and somebody's thrown the Brussels sprouts out, I noticed.
But whoever it is, they like a lot of beer around the place, don't they?
Yes, indeed.
A flagon of ale.
Yeah.
Union Jack flagon, but... It's a fascinating place. Look, there's a doormat there with welcome in 14 languages.
Yes.
13 crossed out.
Yes. And there's... oh, look, there's French, Polish, both words crossed out.
Yes. So, who lives in a house like this?
Okay, Tim and Susan.
I think Susan...
Yes?
It's not Susan's house.
No, it's not.
It's Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this next round is about pets. Many people who are cat or dog lovers use pictures of their pets as their Facebook profile picture. Tim Rook-Taylor has been repeatedly poked by a Yorkshire Terrier, so he had to send his trousers to the cleaners. This week's featured pet is the cat. And there are dozens of expressions which include cat references. For example, it may be true that there's more than one way to skin a cat, but it never helped Graham Garden's career as a children's entertainer. So I have some incomplete cat-related sayings and proverbs, which I'll ask the teams to finish off, please. You can go first, Graham. This is on you. Can you finish off this cat-related saying for us? Curiosity killed...
by Michael Gove.
He killed the cat. Susan, one for you. Cat got your...
Dignity and hopes of ever having children.
Got your tongue. Barry, a cornered cat...
is a strange shape.
A cornered cat becomes as fierce as a lion. Someone who's never had a fight with a lion. Tim, here's a Spanish proverb. If the cat has to die, let it...
full stop.
Let it die full. Graham, a French proverb. He who loves cats has a...
lot of explaining to do.
She says, a beautiful wife, it says. Yeah. Susan, another one for you. Corsican proverb this time. A thin cat and a fat woman are...
best friends.
My credit says, are the shame of a household. Barry, here's an English proverb. Wanton kittens make...
wanton soup.
Make sober cats. Tim, as an English proverb, the cat is a good friend, but...
not really bridesmaid material.
She's a good friend, but she scratches.
Oh.
So, not a good friend, in other words. Okay, here's some for any of you to have a go at. First one is an English proverb. Better one cat today than...
watching Sex in the City on your own for the whole weekend with your face in a bucket of ice cream.
I think we're really getting to know you today. Yeah. There's actually no cats tomorrow. This is a quote from Edward Lear. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and...
only the cat came back.
Plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note. Here's a well-known English proverb. When the cat's away, the mice will...
vote UKIP.
Will play. And finally, there's not enough room to swing...
so we may as well remain in a monogamous relationship.
Next round takes a look at how people communicate socially. In real life, we greet each other with good morning or how do you do. But in every episode of The Archers, someone will say, hello, you two, just like Roger McGough at the start of Poetry, Please. So in this game, each team will take turns to improvise a letter with the two players alternately adding one word each at a time. The opposing team will then compose the reply. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from Julius Caesar to local girl, Boudica, formerly known as Boudicea. And then Tim and Susan will come up with the reply and so on. So off you go, please, Barry and Graham.
Dear
Boo-boo.
I
am
about
to
invade
your
country.
So
you
must
prepare
to
repel
us.
Although
we
have
rather
a
good
battalion,
which
I
expect
to
overrun
your
country
by
Tuesday.
And
furthermore,
I
also
want
to
meet
you
to
give
my
sincere
apologies
for
the
mess
I
made
of
the
patio.
What's
the
matter
for
you,
I
hear
people
say,
when
I
arrive?
Well,
I
don't
care
for
that
chariot
of
yours,
because
it
seems
to
be
very
flaming.
Dangerous.
So
I
will
command
you
to
come
at
4 o'clock to
this
disco,
where
I
will
boogie
with
you
until
the
cock
strikes.
Me.
Therefore,
I
will
close
this
window
and
say
farewell
to
you, dear
boo-boo,
and
good
riddance.
Love
from
Julius,
your
Caesar.
Dear
Julius,
you
came,
you
saw,
you
conquered,
which
was
very
lovely,
because
I
loved
the
fireworks
and
your
patio,
which
was
mostly
tapioca.
Comma.
Because
I
have
a
crush
on
you,
and
I
am
dribbling
as
I
think
about
what
you
are
going
to strangely
happy
to
make
love
repeatedly
on
the
patio.
See
you
soon.
Lots
of
love.
Boo boo.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round of the Hairy Persons Film Club. Sven has to leave us now as he's off to meet a long-haired gentleman friend who has dandruff and joint pains. Sven has various products that should do the trick, and he's looking forward to giving him head and shoulders treatment. So, while he's away, I'll ask the teams to suggest titles of movies likely to prove popular with a hairy audience. So, Graham, can you start, please?
Once Upon a Trim in the West.
That was just pure sympathy, Graham. Barry.
Shaving Private Ryan.
Tim.
Strictly Ballroom.
Susan.
Gigi, Thank Heaven, Follicle Girls.
The Hobbit, The Depilation of Smaug.
Dial M for Merkin.
Hairy Movie.
When Harry Met Sally.
Coogan's Muff.
The Shawshank Extension.
Mullet-proof Monk.
One Comb Over, The Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, so, ladies and gentlemen, as the retail store of Destiny ends their mammoth sale and the pet shop next door runs out of mammoth food, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Norwich, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Susan Cowman have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.